Good evening, everybody. The Gurman brothers are not able to be here. Their father should be well. They have a procedure. The Torah should discuss all of that they do. Discuss the Torah. See him having the foolish lamb. So, the Gurman, brothers Gurman, aliens. As Esav represents the Sitra Achra, Esav represents wanting, focusing in on everything that Elam Hazah has to offer, and that's it. So Yaakov Avinu, in the epic battle and confrontation against his brother Esav, represents everything that we are supposed to be doing battle with against all of the Esav in our lives. And when I say in our lives, I mean very personally, in each individual person's life. A little bit of Esav inside of me, if you will. And how do we do that? We have to prepare. We have to know that the way Yaakov prepared is the way we should prepare. And we have to even look back at what Esav did to prepare. Because you have to know what are the armaments of your enemy, what kinds of weapons do the enemy have, and if they have certain kinds of weapons, what can we use to counter those weapons? Because Esav has very specific kinds of weapons. One of the weapons is revealed to us when they finally actually meet face to face after these long 20 years, with all of the hate and enmity Esav feels toward Yaakov. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says, on the right hand side of page 278, Pasuk reads, Vayaratz Esav likraso, Vayichavkeu, and he hugged Yaakov. Vayipol al tzavarov, falls on him, and on his neck, Vayishakeu, and kissed him, Vayivku, and they both cried. Now, everybody knows Vayishakeu is Nikud, as the dots and colors each letter. The question is, what does that tell us? Medrash Rabba, there are of course two opinions. One is, Shenichmanu Rachmav Vayisa Hashor, that just at that moment, he had some sense of compassion and mercy, and real brotherhood returned to his heart, at least momentarily. Uvnashka b'chalivoy, and he kissed Yaakov wholeheartedly. Rabbi Yanai says, no. Shalom ba'olunashka. The dots are there, not to tell you that it was just the moment, and that it was temporary. They're there to tell you that even in that moment, he didn't really want to kiss Yaakov, elunashka, to bite Yaakov. He's going to literally bite him in the jugular and bleed him out, chalila. V'nasa tzavari shalavini Yaakov shalshayish, and he couldn't. And Yaakov's neck was as hard as stone as marble. Like the Pasuk says, tzavarech k'migdal Hashem, Pasuk in Shirashim. So, Svatema says, Dorshu Chazal, as we just said in this medrash, b'kesh l'noshka, said Rabbi Yana. Shemati yifi meri v'zikni, Zichron l'vrach, he says in the name of his grandfather, the Chidushi Harim, this in Tough Reish Mem Dalet, it's not that many years after his grandfather passed away. This is in the fall of 1885. And he says in the name of the Zeder Derim, Shehanishika Atzmoi Hu Hanishika. If Esav wants to kiss Yaakov, the kiss of Yaakov is the bite of Yaakov. In other words, well, the kiss that Esav wants to administer, the kiss of Esav to Yaakov, is actually a bite. Meaning that if he were to actually express this love and this affection, what does he really want to accomplish with it? Does he really want to embrace what Yaakov stands for? Does it mean that he loves and that he respects and esteems Yaakov? Or does it mean I'll smother him with love and move him away from everything that Yaakov stands for? I'll draw him out of the Oyalei Shel Shem. I'll take him from being an Ish Tam Yoshev Meholim, and with my love, I'll draw him into my Soda of Esav, Yedea Tzayit of Esav Ish Soda. In other words, he's going to smother him, or literally worse, kill him with love. What we call, in English, proverbially the kiss of death. Says the Chiddush Yerim, that Esav wants to kiss Yaakov. Doesn't necessarily mean that he respects, loves, esteems his brother. It means, I'm going to convince you. I'm going to change you. I'm going to be mishachnea you, that you won't be you anymore. And that's what the Yisrael does, doesn't it? It doesn't come always dressed up as this terribly aggressive, negative force. But the Yisrael comes dressed up like a tamcha, dressed up like, do this, it's actually a mitzvah. This is a ma'aser tov. This is tzidkus. Says the Rim, Hanshika Atzmoi, he Hanshika. Kiddich Siv, and he brings the pasuk initially. Na'atarois Nishikai Sinei. The full pasuk reads, first, Ne'amonim Pitzei Ohev. Ne'amonim Pitzei Ohev, meaning that sometimes being struck by your father or someone who loves you, Ne'amonim, it's done in good faith and it's done to correct and to better you and it's actually good for you. You know, it's loving. And it's ultimately going to be for your benefit. And you know it. The child actually knows it. The na'atarais, the shikais sonei. But the love of your enemy and the kiss to the shikais of the Esav, they're excessive, meaning they're not real. And what the Rebbe is saying, it's not just that they're not real, they're destructive. Because what Esav meant to do then is say, I'll change Yaakov so he won't be Yaakov anymore. I'm not going to destroy him from without, from outside, but from within his own soul, from within Yaakov. I'll corrupt him, in other words. We call this Nebuch assimilation. And we know that Esav, in our own lifetime, certainly in the lifetime of our parents, first Esav had such tragic success in Milchama, and then Esav had such tragic success with the embrace, and with the opportunities, and the blessings, and what was called the Golden Medina, and so much that took literally millions and millions of our people from us, particularly in those lands with the opportunities, and where the seemingly glowing positive effects of joining with Esav, they were so alluring as to bring away so many of our lovely little brothers and sisters who are now, for most of their children certainly, gone. So that's what it is, you know. It's about, you know, an embrace and love that says, be like us, we want to help you. We want to bring you into the 22nd, 23rd, 24th century. We want to advance, we're progressive. And progress means, what it means is that really, your Torah and your way of life and your learning Torah, are they really good for you? This is what's good for you. This is what's beneficial. This is what you can enjoy. That's the love that Esav was showing Yaakov. Now we have to understand, he says, because in the fifth line, toward the end of the line, Ki kamayshe Yaakov hechin atzmai l'shloisha dvarim, just as Yaakov famously prepares in three ways, with Deira and the gifts that he proffered, Tefillah, Havanim to Hashem, and Milchama, if necessary, to actually wage war. Kamay came, Zelu mazeh. Our enemy Esav also prepared. Kasher ro Esav she'en yochel loy v'milchama. When Esav sees, I won't be able to destroy him, not bodily. Whether he sees it because his 400 men are with him, and how would it be if these fine people who are giving all of these gifts, small children and women, I can't wipe them all out. Or it's because he senses, because the night before, the Hayavik Ishimai, what happened the night before, he understands that in Muhammad he's not going to prevail. Bo lahazik loy aludei hiskarvus. So I can't beat him with my hate and with my fist. I'll beat him with love, with speech. I'll transform him so he won't be Yaakov Avinu anymore, Chalila, with all kinds of enticements, and my son, and his daughter, and Chas V'Shalom, intermarriages, all kinds of disasters. And a lot of it is the proffering of wealth and comforts, Olam Hazeh. That's what Esav is Olam Hazeh. That's why he gave up what he did when he sold Mechir, because he just wants his Olam Hazeh. And of course, the more our world has become a world with the Iker being Olam Hazeh, and the possibility to advance and progress to such an extent that the comforts and the seeking of comfort becomes something that is so common even amongst us. So that's how the Hiskalvus becoming close, Esav says, to Yaakov, and getting Yaakov close to me is going to corrupt Yaakov, and he won't be Yaakov Avinu anymore. So then he explains what the Medrash means then is that sensitive part of the body, the neck, that became hard as stone, as marble, Shelo yuchol lehizdabik boy, means that Yaakov was prepared. Yaakov was prepared and said, you're not going to change me. Your love for me, thank you. And your caring about me, thank you. You know, in New York now, they're very busy saying, we have to give you, the children have to have a proper curriculum. They're very, very busy with this, and it's a very dangerous, dangerous matter that the State Department, the State Education Department, the SED, I think called the State Education Department, in the state of New York, where there are hundreds of thousands of kindle, is saying, you know, we're going to have to tell you what's best for your children. And then here in Eretz Yisrael, we know there are so many challenges with what is going on in terms of what should be the curriculum, what used to be, what was taken out, unfortunately, how little there is left. That's because, ultimately, if we don't protect ourselves, and if we don't stubbornly, literally like shyish, like stone, say no, that which you are doing, which you claim, and maybe you really mean, lovingly, to do it for my good, for the good of my children, but we can't. Because the hiskarus of Esav is so dangerous, so we have to be like Yaakov Shlo Yuchol Hisdabik Boy Shum Magat Nochli. Nothing could touch us. Nothing foreign should adulterate the pure tahara of the Bas Yisrael and of the Ben Yisrael of our Jewish children. So that's what Esav was trying to do. If I can't beat him with my fist, then maybe I can beat him with my love. Then he says, "V'inyan hatfilah," which at first glance you think, well, I mean, Yaakov is going to be the one to be mispalel. Does Esav have any hope spiritually of tefillah? And the Sfasem says, well, not quite. Shele shayach etzel Esav. Mikol makom, matzinu shehimshich hasar shaloi lehilochem ben Yaakov avinu olavushon. We understand Sarai shel Esav continues to do battle for Yaakov avinu because ultimately that's what Esav is. It's the sitra achra, and they will never give up. They don't give up. The people who are like Esav don't give up. And the Satan never gives up. The Yetzer Hara never gives up. And the Yetzer Hara has this huge koyach. He explains, Sheyesh la'Esav koyach gadol ad shoresh shaloi, meaning the very essence of Yaakov is opposed by the very essence of Esav, and he has great power. Shehu mechuvan neged sipshu dekdusha. That side of holiness, which is Yaakov Avinu, there's a side called the Sitra Achra, that's Esav. And that means, he explains, everybody knows famously, Kasher Chacham Megidu, Vayeobek Ishimoy, why is it called, this struggle was called Vayeobek? Because they raised up dust from the ground. Yeah, so what? Shehelu Avak Ad Kiseh HaKavot. So what does it mean? That the dust from the struggle, from the wrestling match of Yaakov and Sarai Shal Esav reaches the Kiseh HaKavot. What does that mean? He says what it means is, we know that Yaakov is the face of man that supports, that's at the base of the Kiseh HaKavot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The throne in Shemayim, upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvayochol rests upon the image of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu is the image of man as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants man to be. Yaakov is the image as it needs to be. That's part of what it meant last week when we read about Malachi Elokim Olam V'Yorodim Bo, that they go up and they see the image of Yaakov, they go down and they see the image of Yaakov, and they go, wow, that means there's a real person who, as he is pure in heaven, he appears so and pure on earth. That's the meaning of Malachi Elokim Olam V'Yorodim Bo. That's how great Yaakov Avinu is. Yaakov Avinu is not just the third of the Avos, but Yaakov Avinu is the image of correct man, from which therefore Yisrael is ready to be born, and the Shvatim are ready to be born. When Esav battles, he battles this. That's what he is doing battle against. No, that's not what man should look like. Let there not be such a man, because Rokus says, I made man for this beauty and this greatness and this holiness. That's the essence of what Yaakov is. That's the purpose of Yaakov. That's the identity of Yaakov. And Esav says, no, I won't let there be such a man. I don't want there to be such a man. That's not what man should be. Man should be godly. Man should be for El Pavel. Man should be there only for the sake of Kavod Shemayim, so that the Kiseh HaKavod is held up by such man. No! Man should be for El Hazar. Man should be for the joys of his own selfishness. That's what man is for. That's what man is meant for. That's how I was born. That's what Esav said. When Esav was born, so he was Osui. That's why his name is Esav, right? He was completely shaped and formed. So Medrash says that he already had teeth. He was born with teeth. Very far from anything of our experience, and our children, as I was apparently also, teeth came very, very late. I don't know why, that's the way it is. Okay, but he had teeth right away. One of the great literature, Ravain once said, I don't know who, but he said, why? Zolkenin Esther Steak. So that as soon as he's born, you know, he should be able to eat steak right away. Because that's the consequence. The consequence of being born is Gadol HaZeh. And he needs himself right away. So this struggle that Esav has with Yaakov is because you represent what man is supposed to be. You represent the fact that all of the honor and glory of the Kisya covenant Shemayim rests upon you. No! I don't want that to be. I want to destroy that. And you should be only about here and now. And only about your own pleasure. And your hedonistic pursuits. And nothing more. Your own husband. And that's the Shailash of Esav. But that goes all the way up to the Kisya. Very, very support, so to speak. And honor and glory in Shemayim of such a man of Yaakov and the Gemus of Yaakov is exactly what Esav opposes. So that's what Chazal say, She'elu avak ad kisei hakavod. Because that's how the Tzuras Adam, the picture of what man wants, of what Hashem wants in creating man, is opposed utterly in and by Esav. And everything about Esav, therefore, is rooted in this desire to rip Yaakov's image off that kisei. Therefore, Magia Milchoma Shaloi in Hasitra Achra, Bahada Madregos Ad Asher. That's why on such a great level, so many high levels, the epic battle between Esav and Yaakov reaches up to that point of Kisya covered itself. And it will conclude with just a little bit from the beginning of the next year, Tafresh Memhei. Again, he says, Hiskin Atzma L'Doyen L'Molchama L'Tfila. And he says, yes, that's how we have to prepare. He takes the ideas of Doyen, Tfila, and Molchama, and says, gives us practical ideas of what that means for us. How do we prepare against our Esavs, against the Yetzirah? Number one, Gimel Inyanim Shetzichim L'Chol Adam Ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. L'Hilachein Im HaSitra Achra. How? Number one, Doyen. Gifts, meaning kindness, chesed, done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Think about that. Mitzad zichron chesdei Hashem yisbarach, who midas Avraham Avinu. And that's when we daven. When we daven every time we say it in the first bracha, which is connected to Avraham Avinu. Zeicher chesdei avos. Or maybe Goya with Nevedeihem. Look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And how Zichus Avos remains and abides. But look at all the chesed. Whether it's at that point in Adavani or in Moedim Menachmul Achmer, we should think and realize, how can I do what's incorrect? Shouldn't I be more careful? Look at all what, that's what Doyren represents. Look at all of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, all he has done for me. That's Kenegin Doyren. By the strength, by dint of such appreciation, you can conquer the Yetzer. That's one. Number two, V'dam kein tzrichin l'hachin b'gvura. That's Melchama, real war. Be strong. Mitzad yiras Hashem, pachad hagin, b'chinas Yitzchak. That's, of course, taking Yitzchak as the example, Yitzchak representing Gvura, and the adamant insistence that he will be a carbon, that he will be a carbon without a mum, that it will be a tamim, and so we know his ashes, so to speak, and his sacrifice remains before our Kadosh Baruch Hu Kilo, it's on the Mizbeach before our Kadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever. So we have to take after Yitzchak and be that kind of strong gibor with pachat and yira. And then, of course, tefillah. Ve'ikar, mitzad siyata v'shmaya, v'tayra u'tefillah. Zhu, b'chidus, Yaakov Avinu. So the three, doyreit, melchama, tefillah, keneged Avraham, Yaakov. Because Avraham, of course, in terms of chesed, in terms of recognizing and seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and his beneficence to the world, and then Avraham used that chesed to say, don't thank me. So Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you and providing you with Mazon V'Ailum V'Ed. So that's Doyran. And then Gvura, Melchama, to be strong and to do battle, to wage a really ferocious war against one's Yetzirah. With thinking about it, caring about it, and the Gvura of Yitzchak. Finally, Torah and Tefillah of Yaakov, Ishtam, Yeshiv, Eholim, that's, of course, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for great help. The Gemara says that if not Ilulei Hashem Ba'ezlai, that if we wouldn't have help from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we would never vanquish the Yetzer Hara. So this, and then he goes on to say, V'makam acha kesavnu, kigam l'umas zeh, asu, Esav, hechen atzmai, b'chol eilach drachim. So we have to know that Esav also prepares the Yetzer Hara. And the forces that oppose Klal Yisrael, they also prepare. And as we learned earlier from Tav Beis Mem Daled, there are ways in which we should be watchful, mindful, and most importantly, as he said, that includes seeing that Na'ataras Mishikas Oyev, Mishikas Soinev, that sometimes when they're showing love and care and compassion, and even if it seems to be very sincere, but on some level, there's ultimately a desire to water down, if not worse, to corrupt the pure, devoted heart of the Yid, his Torah, to his Tefillah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our way of life, and to the exclusive sense in which we go about our everyday looking to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not caring so much about our Olam Hazer, if at all, but only about our Olam Haba. Esav comes to embrace us and kiss us, we have to be careful, because that could be that really it's Esav, and what he wants to do is rip us out of the Ohel Yaakov and bring us to become Chavila v'Ish Sodom.